You're listening to Podka. I'm your host, Lee Franklin, and this is episode number 75. Our topic today is grumpy and a little dumb. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Now, before you have got your crotch twisted all kinds of ways and started thinking that I am aging or have anything against old, cranky men, let me just say, I am not. I have not come across a lot of middle-aged men who are cranky, but I have known way more cranky older men than I would like to admit. They might be gruff old jerks all of their lives, perhaps even since their inception, but I find it highly unlikely. I am just making the general observation that if you encounter anyone who is cranky, it is highly probable they are some older guy in a clubhouse or a meaningless condo association meeting. I suspect grumpiness is related to laziness, and the feeling of laziness is related to being sluggish and lacking in mastery, mindfulness, or importance. Sleep deprivation affects your body in myriad ways, but one thing that it does is seriously make you grumpy. Anyone who has ever played golf knows it is an unpleasant sport, and can leave even the most cheerful person feeling slightly moody. I imagine everyone, even the smartest person to have ever lived, has days where everyone feels stupid, really, really stupid. A night out on the town might be fun, and feel amazing in the moment, but it is okay a day or two later to feel kind of bad, depressed, or anxious, says Glick. When you miss meals, or you have left so much time in between meals that you are hungry, blood sugar drops a little, making you feel irritable. Poor health habits also cause stress, throwing your hormones off kilter, messes with brain chemistry, and leaves you feeling down, anxious, or just plain cranky. Pinpointing the things that trigger a swing in your mood that makes you unexplainably grumpy is the best way to minimize these down days. Mr. Grumpy is the world's second grumpiest person, behind only Mr. Grumbly is the 27th book in the Roger Hargreaves Mr. Men series. Grumpy Cat has appeared in a collection of webisodes, partnering with Friskies, as well as in While Kitty Plays With It. Grumpy Cat merchandise is sold at Walmart, Hot Topic, ThinkGeek, and many other retailers. Grumpy Cat received more mentions on social media during the four-day event than any other during South by Southwest. The official Cat Facebook has more than 930,000 likes, with weekly views of much over 2 million. Here, Grumpy Cat is going to get some verbal clout. After finishing the song The Silly Song, the dwarves hear Snow White singing Someday, the Prince of Snow White will come, sending each dwarves, with the exception of Stubborn Grumpy, to a dreamlike state. Before Snow White goes to sleep, she says her deepest prayers, including asking for Grumpy to be just like her. Grumpy also warns Snow White to keep no one inside Dwarf's cottage, which leads to Snow White's commenting that he really does care. Grumpy is also paranoid, since Grumpy fears that since Snow White is staying at the Dwarf's cottage, it is possible the evil queen is in the house too. By the film's climax, Grumpy is no longer hiding his compassionate side, and he completely accepts every emotion of joy and concern for both Snow White and the other dwarves, especially Doc. Mr. Grumpy also has a deep, raspy voice that sounds like the stereotypical host from a game show. Happy, from the 2008 television series The Mr. Men Show, looks just as he does in the books, and he is the co-host of the morning show called Good Morning Dillydale, along with Little Miss Sunshine. Mr. Gruffy also now lives in a small brown house, with signs saying go away, and have no frenzy in the front yard, and has a vegetable garden in the back with a peach orchard. Mr. Grumpy is courteous and civil with everyone he talks to, but is quite vocal in his opinions, and can sometimes be quite cynical, sarcastic, dismissive, and downright rude. He cannot stand books, so he tears up every page, and is very rude with Mr. Messy. Messy never has a bad day or anything, though he gets into trouble with Mr. Nice or Mr. Gruff. Mr. Grumpy is always in a bad mood, hates everyone or everything that crosses his path. Happy makes Mr. Tickle tickle Mr. Grumpy, and it works, since that makes Mr. Grumpy kinder. In the Mr. Men Show TV series from 2008, Mr. Gruffy keeps Mr. Grumpy's color blue, large, blue nose, and rectangular body. It says a lot about the strength of Snow White that Grumpy cannot help but thaw out slightly around Snow White. The dwarves had placed flowers around the casket, but it was just Grumpy riding guilt who put Grumpy's bouquet into Snow White's arms.
The dwarves grudgingly make their way out. with Grumpy making his way out last, banging on a door behind him, then jumping on the keg and looking at the other dwarves, telling them Snow White's wits are doing bad things to them. But Doc tells them not to listen to him, calling him a big, OL jackass. Grumpy makes a cameo as a silhouetted character near the end of The Lion King one half with the dwarves and Snow White, where they are making space for them with all of Disney's other characters to rewatch the movie.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Lee and this was episode 75 of Podka. See ya next time.